Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet. Hey! Can I pet your dog?
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 Please!
With Renee and Allegra.
C-I-P-Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog?
I'm Allegra Ringo, a dog owner.
And I'm Renee Colvard, a dog wanter. And this is our producer, Travis McElroy.
Hi.
And this is a podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. You guys, we all made it back for the second episode.
Renee, are you going to be super excited at every episode? It's episode one!
It's two! Guys, it's three. Episode two! I'm just real proud of you both for showing back up.
Well, it's my house.
It's Travis's house.
All right, so let's talk to you guys about what you've gotten yourself into this episode. We're going to talk about dogs we met this week. We have some updates on our first episode. We're going to talk about guide dogs and how they can fail. We're going to talk about me pet sitting Pistachio, Allegra's dog. And then, you guys, we went to Corgi Beach. Just a beach full of corgis. We're going to tell you all about that. And Elaine, anything else, Allegra? What else we got?
We do have some worldwide dog news about who might be the smallest dog in the world. I'll tell you about that.
Sort of interested.
All right. I don't need this.
You guys, we want to talk to you about dogs we met this week. Now, usually these are live and in-person dogs that we have met on the street. But this time, you guys, we're going to talk about your dogs. We have been overwhelmed at all these dogs that you've sent in for us. And if I can have a quick moment of sincerity, I don't know that I've ever gone to social media and like logged off and been like, well, I feel great about myself. Usually feeling real bummed out, just like, nah, crap. But because of you guys, because of all these pictures of your dogs, I can't wait to get on Twitter and I'm happier afterwards. So thank you so much for sending in your photos.
Well, Renee, thank you for having a quick moment of sincerity. I didn't know that before that you were being insincere this whole time. You seemed really sincere to me, and that's why I liked you. But now I found out.
Everything before this was a lie.
A real big fake.
It was just like a real ironic.
Exactly. Who thing. Am I? Does anyone know?
Man, I really have a lot to learn about Renee Colbert. All right. Maybe you don't even like big dogs.
Listen, the whole thing is a ruse. That's for you guys to figure out. I like big dogs.
Yeah, right.
All right. Can I go first?
Yes.
Can I say? Okay.
Fine.
So we're each going to try to say our two favorite dogs. This was maybe the hardest assignment that I've ever had in my life to narrow it down. So all of them. We love all the dogs. But in particular, I loved Amy Jacobs' dog. Amy Jacobs texted us a picture and said that our little podcast was helping until she got her dog because it was going to take 3 weeks. She just moved. So she's away from her dog for 3 weeks.
It's a hard waiting period.
Her name is Tula, and she is a mix of a Labrador and a Coonhound. She's 3 years old. She loves snacks. Real cute.
Love it.
Love it. Love it. Love Tula. My other one, I don't know if this can be an official entry, and I know we're kind of on the fence about this, but she submitted herself.
The dog submitted herself?
Olive the Vishla has submitted herself.
Okay, please explain. I somehow missed this.
Well, the Twitter feed is just Olive the Vishla.
Gotcha.
So I assume, the picture that she submitted was her new LinkedIn headshot.
I thought you were shortening submitted to just
Mitted.
Like that was your new,
She mitted it.
You know what I mean.
Nope, just a little bit drunk.
Sure.
That's not true.
Renee is really different today.
What's happening?
She's drunk. She's insincere. I don't know if I like this.
Who is this person? I don't care for her. I'll tell you that much. I do not care for her. My brother and sister-in-law had a Vishla. So Vishla's a little bit near and dear to my heart. Their little nickname is called the Velcro Vishlas because they will always sit on your lap.
Really?
So every...
That's adorable.
And that's so cute.
I didn't know that.
So for all of our Christmas photos that we have, always Goose was his name.
Goose.
It's me and Goose. He's always sitting in my lap while
that's
we open
adorable.
Up presents. The cutest. And they're big dogs.
Yeah, I was going to say. I do. Guys, I still like big dogs. I do not hate them, as some have accused me. I like big dogs, and I really like Vishlas. Vishla?
I think it's Vishla.
I think you're right. Okay,
but
Vishlas. I think they're so cute. They're so nice. I didn't know they were so into being on people's laps.
Yeah. They're made. Like, you can't sit down without them hopping in your lap.
And do you have photos of Goose?
I do. Yeah, I can post one.
Great.
Okay. He's helping me open a present.
Can I jump in and do mine?
Please.
I want to do a runner-up. Honorable mention.
Sure.
Torg.
I like Torg.
T- Torg was very cute, and I wanted to throw Torg in, so I wasn't just doing small dogs.
Great.
To let everyone know, I love a big doofy face on a big doofy dog.
Yes.
I love it.
What breed is Torg? Let's describe him.
Torg, they don't say a breed, but I would say he looks to be a mix of maybe a bloodhound and something else. But he's got a big floppy tongue and a big happy doofy face. Okay. I love it. Torg is short for Torgerson, comes from Aaron King, and she describes him as the biggest doof who ever doofed.
very cute.
But the two that I really like, both small dogs. One, I love a dog that smiles. My Scotty growing up, Nessie, would smile. When she was really happy. Yeah. And this is Little Man from Danielle We Met, and he's just cheesing really hard in this picture, and I love it. He's a Chai Weenie, which is also makes me very happy.
Chai Weenie is a Chihuahua and a wiener dog.
Oh, correct. Yeah.
Ugh, cute.
And also from Tom Clark, Abby, Bulldog, who's dressed like a policeman.
Like a policeman.
And in the best way, my favorite way, when it looks from the front, like the top half of the shirt, and then the front legs are like they're like legs, and it just looks like a tiny person, it makes me the happiest.
With the dog face. And cute. So cute. And it sort of fits. So,
Abby. This dog, Abby, looks like she's like, she's 2 days away from retirement. Yeah. She's seen some stuff. Like, she's ready. She's done. Like, she's been around the block. She doesn't want to hear it from you, but then lays it all in line to, like, stop, like, the smuggling ring. That's what I see.
She's a loose cannon dog who barks first and asks questions later.
I think that's exactly
turning your badge and bone.
Here's who I liked. I loved Celia, who was some sort of terrier mix. She's owned by Pam McMillan, and you guys, she's a brand new adoptee.
Aww.
So congrats, Pam, on your new family member. Very touching.
Yay, Pam.
I also loved Walter, who is a, quote, Yorkie, Pomeranian, something mix. Very cute. Very tiny. I know, Renee. You're not going to like this. You're drunk. You're insincere.
Listen,
you're out of control.
Not to be trusted.
No, you're
not. Nothing compared to that Abby dog.
Exactly. Walter's owner is D. Hirschman Rossi. And Walter is my new best friend. So
that's pretty cute. Now, to be fair, if you get to defend your big dogs, I get to defend small dogs. I watched Pistachio and I loved her and she's little. I just prefer big dogs.
Oh, that's
dogs.
True. Okay. Yeah, I know. To be fair, you guys, neither of us hate
any dogs.
Either kind of dogs.
Yeah. Right. We obsessed with all dogs.
Exactly.
Just if I had to pick, I would choose a big dog.
A lot of these came from our Twitter, CIPYD podcast. A lot of them came from our Facebook group, which we've just started and is already flooded with dog images. You can find it. Just search Can I Pet Your Dog on Facebook. I myself posted 20 Buttercup pictures. All of them adorable. My dog should be a model. Check that out. I will also say on the Facebook, there's a couple of really cute cat pictures that I don't hate.
You guys, there's some cats dressed up as dogs. The Facebook group is getting controversial, so we'd like to get you in there to weigh in on these polarizing issues. Now it's time for Breaking Dog Updates.
Okay. Also known as our robot segment.
I didn't know that was going to go on this long.
Real annoying. Real annoying.
So guys, on our last episode, we talked about a dog Renee met, Ozzy, who failed out of guide dog school.
Yeah.
It was a sad episode, but we got through
it. What's it say? I don't know if it was sad. It was just curious. We were curious.
You're right.
He seemed happy. He seemed good. But we were like, how do you fail guide dog school?
Yeah, you're right. Okay, it was a curious episode.
Thank you.
So we asked if anyone had any information on guide dogs and guide dog school. Well, lucky for us, our listener, Adam Lyon, used to volunteer with guide dogs. He had some information with us on why they might not pass.
Allegra, you may need to tone this up a little bit because Travis is literally taking a selfie with Buttercup right now.
I know.
Travis!
He didn't even...
I want to post it on the Facebook group!
He didn't even turn off the camera sound.
Didn't even
I forgot to turn off
turn
the
it off.
Sorry,
yeah.
Go
Travis,
on.
I heard.
Travis, don't you care about how you feel at a guide dog school?
I do. Please tell me more about Ozzy.
Travis doesn't care. He's fired.
Full focus.
Buttercup.
All right.
Fill in.
Here we go.
As I was saying, Travis,
right, a little more perk in your voice, maybe some bells and whistles.
As I was saying, Travis, guys. So, first of all, we got to stop calling it failing out of guide dog school. This is what Adam Lyon called it: a career change.
Ooh,
love that.
Much better.
It's much less derisive.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, and he said like maybe that career is being a pet.
Yes, that is exactly what he said. First of all, Adam told us that guide dog guidelines are very, very strict. So they could have a career change. I almost said fail. I stopped myself.
Good girl.
I'm learning. it may have been something as small as a minor health issue. So dogs have to be in super good health, perfect health.
Interesting.
To be able to be a guide dog.
I mean, that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense.
It does make sense, yes.
When I was looking into being an astronaut, you got to have perfect vision.
Is that real?
Is that why you're not? That's the only reason you're not an astronaut, guys.
That's the only reason, is you can't have contacts. Yeah.
You can't have contacts. But why? But you're but
they'll burn up on reentry.
This is circa. They just.
That cannot be true.
That can't be right.
So wait, I was wondering why you weren't an astronaut. Yeah, that's why.
That's the only reason.
But I don't have. Contacts make your eyes perfect.
Something.
But that's why.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, if you just had naturally good eyes, you don't have to worry about putting in or taking out contacts.
Oh, and if they fall out in space.
Well, also, I mean, I guess
that's can you imagine being like mid moonwalk and be like, oh, I can't see out of my right eye anymore.
You guys,
I know
see
I
my contact?
To say one small step for man, but instead I'm going to be like, has anyone seen my contact?
Yeah.
That's the first words on Mars.
You've got a helmet on. It's not going anywhere. It's still in the helmet.
It's a valid point. It's a valid point.
Yeah. Well, I guess you and Ozzy had that in common.
Right.
Maybe that's why you bonded.
Probably. You couldn't see each other.
But you just sense each other's energy.
That's it. That's all it was.
That's all you
I'm
need,
pretty
you guys.
Sure there's a dog here.
The other thing Adam told us is that it might have been a minor temperament issue. So apparently, to be a guide dog, dogs have to be both very good at leading and very good at following.
Ooh.
So, I mean, I should say leading in kind of a physical way, but also good at, you know, intuiting what their owner might need.
Can I say, as a human, I'm terrible at following. I want to be in charge. But they're like, you need to do both. And I'm like,
Well, who's good at both? I feel like that's a real big ask, right?
Real
like,
tough.
By the way, a lot of people, when we talked about guide dogs, made it very clear. They wanted us to say, because I don't think we ended up saying in this one, if you see a guide dog, if you see a working dog, do not ask to pet it. Do not pet it. It is not a fun time animal. It is a working animal. Don't bother them. They're working.
Good. I would like to clarify that the dog had already failed.
Yes.
And was not wearing
He'd
anything.
Already made a career yes. change.
Yes. He had already made a career change.
I would like to clarify that whenever I do see those vests, I don't ask to pet the dog, but boy, do I want to. Well, you guys, the other good news about the guide dog is that Adam owns two guide dogs who have had career changes, and their career is now great pet to Adam. So it's wonderful. So as he said, they may not exactly make the cut as guide dogs, but these are probably animals who would still make amazing pets. So we learned something.
That's incredible. And Adam, thank you so much for, one, educating us, and two, taking in those two puppies.
Thank you, Adam.
May I give an update?
Please do.
Travis, I'm now speaking to you. Allegra, you are a little bit in the doghouse. Well, just a tiny bit. Watched Pistachio for 5 days.
Uh-huh.
And I was sold a bill of goods. I will tell you why. I think we both recall Allegra promising that Pistachio was a spooner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? You remember that?
Yeah,
I remember
there
that.
There was a great bacon and armpits joke. Mm-hmm. I remember it clearly.
You
yeah.
loved us saying crevices over and over again.
Uh-huh.
I chased that dog around the bed for a good 30 minutes. Couldn't get her to spoon for the life of me.
So, okay. All right. You did chase her around the bed.
Yeah.
And we're surprised then when she didn't want to spoon you.
I also want to be clear.
Yes.
Buttercup, big cuddler.
Right.
With me.
Yes.
Because I rarely pay attention to it.
Yeah.
Teresa loves cuddling with the dog. Buttercup very rarely in the mood with Teresa because Teresa's like, come on, no, come here. And like grabbing her and like wanting to cuddle. Whereas me, like I'll be working or watching TV. And then Buttercup's like, I'm a beast.
I think I eventually came to that conclusion. Now, that's it. That's my only beef. I have two things, Allegra, now we're speaking again, that you deeply undersold. Maybe three.
Okay.
Three. One, I know you mentioned it briefly, but this dog howling is the sound of angels singing. It is such a joy because she's so little, but then it comes from her gut and just, I don't do impressions, but just, and just
an impression though.
Not bad. And she'll do it as soon as you come in. And then, so for the first 2 days, she would howl. And I was like, okay, we're probably not spooning because she's getting to know me. Second 2 days, I was a little bit grumpy with her. I was like, what about the spoons?
For two whole days.
I was real mad.
All right.
And then the fifth day I had some self-awareness that I was like, I saw just a little bit in Pistachio's eyes, her being like, I cannot keep up with your energy. It's too much. This is too big. And so I put together, okay, maybe if I act a little more aloof, we can get a little snuggling. Ultimately, I've decided it was my fault.
Okay.
And I should have just been a big spoon and waited for the little spoon to come to me.
Well, now, how did the aloofness work?
I never tried it. It was just a theory.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Got it.
Right.
So you got to implement it next time.
Next time.
Well, to be fair, Renee, I will take some of the blame.
Okay.
Some of the blame. Because I did say she loves to spoon. What I should have said was she spoons me. And I
no, that is a good clarification.
No, I'm her owner. I'm going off of only my own observations.
Sure.
But, I mean, it's going to take her a few days to get used to you. I didn't put that caveat in. I think I was assuming because she knows you from you coming over
sure.
that she would be used to you. But she's not used to you, like, essentially living there. So, you know what? I should have. That's a good learning, I think, for both of us.
Great. We've learned a lot. Also, I did come to my own conclusion that it was me. It was me the whole time. I got to dial down that energy.
As far as dog mess-ups go.
Yeah.
It could have been a lot worse.
Okay. I want
to
hear.
To be fair, this one could have been a lot worse, too. But one time, my friend Julie, who, yes, I'm calling out. My first name. I won't say her last
Take
name.
Take that, Julie.
Julie. I asked her to feed Pistachio dinner. I said, Pistachio's dinner is in a Tupperware on the counter. And it was. What was also on the counter was a branded bucket of dog treats. So they're like the colorful kind of training treats, which are small and multicolored. So they're in like kind of a big, they're like sold in a bucket for some reason. Those were also on the counter, to be fair. So Julia came over, fed Pistachio. When I came home, Pistachio's dinner was still on the counter. And I texted Julie, what happened? Did you not feed Pistachio? And she's like, no, I fed her. And I was like, what? What happened? And then I noticed that the bucket of treats was empty. So what had happened was that Julie mistook this bucket for a Tupperware, which I guess I understand. It's plastic. All right, Julie.
Did it say treats on the outside?
I believe it did.
Oh, Allegra. Okay.
I believe it did.
Okay.
To be fair, they were the size of kibble, but also they're like rainbow colored.
Sure.
Which I've never seen in dog food.
It's fair.
So what she did was feed Pistachio a big bowl of treats. Now, from my perspective, for a moment I panicked. And then what I did was, like we talked about earlier, I Googled my dog ate. And the first thing that auto-filled was broken glass. Oh. And the second one was raw chicken.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, oh, okay. My dog ate a lot of treats. Probably going to be fine.
We're fine. We're fine.
And then I thought about the situation from Pistachio's perspective and realized that this mistake was probably the best day of her life.
Oh, yeah. No, that's yes, exactly. Can you imagine if somebody was in charge of feeding you and they're like, you know what? Only cupcakes.
You just get a big bowl of cupcakes.
Sounds pretty great.
So, could have been worse.
Great. And then I would like to tell you how wonderful Pistachio is in two other ways. Oh. One, that girl can do a photo shoot. She is amazing.
I gotta say, you are good at it. I'm not a very good Pistachio photographer.
Well, going back to the treats thing, maybe Julie did me a huge favor because she is agreeable for as long as I had treats.
Sure, that's
true. She was great. She was great. Also, maybe here's where I misunderstood your spooning. The burrowing is best. So, Travis, I was sitting on the couch the first day, and Pistachio kept trying to sit where I was sitting. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm sorry. Okay, there you go. And then she would like, come, no, sit back down. So I'd sit again, and then she'd try to sit there again. And then she just wants to be squished behind your back while you're sitting on the couch.
She wants her head to be as squished as possible
behind
you.
Buttercup does the same thing. Yeah, it's a thing like you're like big safety? And they're little. And so they want to be behind you. Yep. They want to feel like they're, you know, kind of protected.
They need to start selling terriers at Brookstone. Is that it? For lumbar support? Just steal away dogs?
I honestly think it does kind of feel good.
Yeah.
It's Buttercup great. Also is a nest maker. Does Pistachio do that? Where if there's a pile of blankets on the bed, Buttercup will spend 20 minutes like nosing them around and making like basically a pallet for herself to lay on. And then event until I go, Buttercup. And then she's like,
okay.
I'm like, I got a little obsessed with it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then the last adorable thing that Pistachio does is she'll put herself under a really heavy comforter until she is panting like crazy. And then you try to give her like a little bit of air and she's like, no, I like it this way.
And last week it was like 90 something degrees,
right? It was nuts.
She doesn't care. I know. And it used to scare me as an early dog owner. And then I Googled, like, can dogs suffocate under the covers? Because she would just come out and going, just gasping for air. And I learned, guys, that they cannot because, and this is kind of duh after I thought about it, because air is still getting through to them. Oh, right.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
So that makes sense. And a lot of dogs, terriers and dachshunds, love to burrow like that. They love to be under covers, no matter what the cause, I guess, but they will not die under there. So that's the good news, guys.
Super cute. Super cute. Well, if you would like to see our photo shoot that we did with Pistachio, it is on our Facebook page. It Can I Pick Your Dog group.
And that's it for Breaking Dog Updates.
Hi, I'm Julie Sabatier, host of Rendered. It's a show about making meaning and breaking rules. We're answering important questions like, can you build a spacesuit in your living room?
I went to my brother's place in Beaverton, and he has a swimming pool, and I pressurized the suit and sat down there underwater for about 10 minutes. The thing that I had built was supporting my life. That felt really good.
What does it sound like when you play a polka record through a styrofoam cup? And what happens when an airport carpet gains a cult following?
Oh my goodness, the carpet has an Instagram.
Check out Rendered now at MaximumFun.org or wherever you like to listen to podcasts.
Now it's time for dog news. In the most important dog news, Renee and I attended an event called Southern California Corgi Beach Day. And I realize I introduced this the same way that I introduced Tim Dog.
I love it so much. If a carnival ever does come to town, we've got to submit this girl. You were the best. You have the best. Come on down to this.
It's very Dan Rather. Yeah. Just, yeah. It's very like, oh, tonight, in tonight's news,
yeah,
we're dealing with an epidemic.
The best.
That's important.
I have to say, though, I know what's coming next, and I'm still on the edge of my seat. I'm like, what? What are you going to say in 3 seconds?
So what's coming next? Tell the people about it.
So what's coming next is SoCal Corgi Beach Day is pretty much what it sounds like. It's a huge organized gathering of, I think, thousands of corgis. So everyone brings their corgis to a designated beach in Southern California. There are events. There was like a kissing booth. There's contests. There's celebra corgis, like Instagram celebrities. And then there's just general dog hanging out. And let me also say, there were many other breeds there. It's in no way exclusionary or anything like that. It was basically just a beach full of dogs going nuts, and it was pure heaven.
It was great. So Travis, let us set the stage for you. We brought along our friend Matt, who I don't want to say he's certainly not a curmudgeon, but he does need to, how would we say, Matt needs, you got to work a little hard to impress Matt. Matt's mm-hmm. not, you just can't go up and sniff Matt, and Matt's going to need a little bit more from you.
Sure.
And we really put this poor boy through the ringer because we're in Los Angeles. This event happened in Long Beach, and that's about an hour drive. And within the first 5 minutes, Allegra and I got so excited that we had assigned Matt to be on Spotify and find themed music for mm-hmm. us. And we're like, search dog. Okay, no. Okay, but like search like small dog or search like dogs at the beach. And we found some real weird music.
Uh-huh.
One weird song in Russian that I'm pretty sure was about a girl who had a dog and it didn't end well. But I don't speak Russian, so we're like, keep going.
Probably, though.
Then, Travis, we told Matt to search Corgi. And we may have found the best, I will say, song in the world, but I am available to say best dog song in the world. Can we play it for you now?
Play it now.
Superhero Corgi. Superhero Corgi. What will you do today? Who will you save today? Superhero Corgi.
So, Travis, we immediately were like, stop, play it again. We very quickly learned the words, and we would like to reenact for you what poor Matt had to go through for at least 30 minutes.
Over and over.
At least. Okay. At least. Superhero Corgi. Superhero Corgi. What will you do today? Who will you save today? Superhero Corgi. And then we found harmonies to it. It was the best.
I have a question. Is it from something?
It's from a guy named Ian and M. I don't know if they're a duo.
They are a duo.
It took me in a minute. I had purchased. But beyond that, I don't know. I've looked them up. I can't find anything else.
But it doesn't appear to be like a theme song to something.
No, it should be.
I will say, I looked up Ian and M. They are a duo. This appears to be their only song. It appears to be a single, and I'm not sure. Ian and M, if you're listening.
I assume they are.
They obviously are. Tweet us, email us, post on our Facebook page. We would love to hear what your story is. It appears that that's their only song. It seemed like it was somewhat popular. People seemed to think it was a fun novelty song. I had assumed maybe they were like a novelty comedy type band. I couldn't find any other music by them, nor any other like posts.
He reminds me of the Terrier song from Best in Show.
Yes. God loves a terrier.
It reminds me of that.
Maybe this
is just two people who have a corgi and they like wrote this song and their friends were like, that's funny. And they like put it on iTunes.
Possibly. That's I would like to maybe issue a request. Ian and M, more. Please.
Yeah, come on.
All breeds.
Do all the superhero breeds.
Yes.
So getting back to what the story is actually about.
Yes.
Tell me more about Corgi Beach Day.
Great.
My friend Bradbury has a corgi named Leia. Who is lovely. One of my favorite things about Leia is that, and I guess this is all corgis, Leia's the only corgi I've had face-to-face contact with, is that she's basically just like a tiny, solid muscle. So, like, she looks really little, like Buttercup, right? But then Leia comes up and, like, headbutts your leg or, like, tries to pull a toy out of your hand, and he's incredibly strong.
Really? Yeah.
Is that true of all corgis?
It's about true. So, let me set the stage for walking up. I don't know if you guys have ever lived in New York or you've been in New York and you've seen, like, a cockroach and kind of that cliche thing of, like, once you see one, there's thousands more, and you start to get, like, that dread in your stomach, like, crap. Mm-hmm. It's the exact opposite for Corgi Beach Day. Like, as we started walking up, we saw, like, one person carrying a corgi, and then two people carrying corgis, and then three, and then all of a sudden as many corgis as the eye could see.
And it was great because when we first walked up, the people we saw were coming away from the beach and they were carrying their corgis because those corgis were tired and they were going home. They had a big day at the beach.
So one of the first things I think we love so much is that they're at the beach and everybody's being a safe dog owner and they all have little life preservers on them. It gets better. It gets so much better because their little legs can't quite fit it. So on the back of their life preserver is a handle. So people are carrying around corgis like six packs of beer, just carrying their dogs into the, it is the best.
Why
so
is it,
cute.
Why is it a corgi thing? Like, why isn't it not just like dog beach day?
I think it's only because this is like a corgi group. I think there are dog beach days. And to be fair, this was also, this was Rosie's dog beach. This is a dog beach. So I think this was just like, hey, let's have a corgi specific party at this, what is already a dog beach. What could be argued is already a dog party.
We should look it up and see if other breeds have celebrations.
I'm sure they do.
For,
yeah. For some reason, this one seems to get the most press. And they do do it a few times a year, you guys. So their Facebook page is SoCal Corgi Beach Day. And I believe they're doing another one in October.
So Travis,
we'll be there.
Yeah, we'll go. Let's... Well, I've wanted to take Buttercup to the beach for a while. She's not keen on water.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, she doesn't like getting her paws wet. Or, like, it's, so even, like, wet grass, she's not a fan of. But we've walked her up and down like the Venice Boardwalk a couple times, and like she doesn't, she seems to like sand.
I think she'll still have fun.
She'll love it. Yeah.
There were plenty of dogs there that didn't like the water, but were just running around having a great time.
You also saw a few dogs cave into peer pressure. Like, I don't like the water, but then you'd see their buddy go in, and they were like, you know what? Today's the day. I'm going to do it. Yeah. I'm getting in there. Thing.
Buttercup never has a problem with baths. So it's like,
oh, you're lucky.
But yeah, but like, doesn't like, so the first time I took her on a walk in Cincinnati, like through the woods, we came upon a stream and she honest to God walked on the stepping stones. Like wouldn't touch the water. And when her paws did, spent the next 10 minutes shaking her hands. Like couldn't stand the fact that her paws were wet.
Buddy.
I get it.
The cutest. Now, as a non-dog owner, I was maybe a little bit surprised at how nice everybody was. Like everybody was so friendly. You were allowed to pet all the dogs. We only ran into one guy, Travis, who was there by himself, and he had this enormous, I don't even know what the two breeds would have been. It probably like a German Shepherd and maybe like a Newfoundland. Like this dog was huge. It was a bear. So this poor guy was trying to like make friends and meet people, but then his dog was, well, he would like play too rough and he would like tumble the corgis and I'd be like, hey, hey, hey. And then like right out of a scene of Marley and Me, the poor dog took the biggest dump you've ever seen. One of those things where you had to like use two hands to try to
grab
it. It was not great. It was not great. But it's just so we welcomed them all. It was great. Everybody was nice except for that poor.
Well, even them seemed nice.
He was just hapless.
Sure.
Was it just a giant doggy play date, or was there like food trucks and like vendors and stuff?
Yeah, we did it wrong because we stopped for, well, this is a terrible thing to say, we did it wrong, and then I'm going to say we went to In-N-Out. It is always right to have an In-N-Out burger, but we grabbed In-N-Out on the way in and we should have been prepared. There were food trucks as far as the eye could see.
Yeah, we didn't anticipate that. So I would say it's something of a combination because it definitely was a huge dog play date, but we didn't realize there were, not only were there food trucks, there was like one of those bungee jumping things for kids. It was like a tiny little festival.
Wow.
So that was my fault. I didn't know it was such a big thing.
Yeah, it was amazing. The only thing that was bad about it for Allegra and I is we had our first spat, Travis. Yeah.
Over what?
Big and small dogs.
Well, there it is.
Okay.
We want to encourage people that if you either have an event like this in your town or if you go to a dog park and just see a bunch of dogs playing together, we want to see those pictures too. And eventually, if you want to have like a can I pet your dog meetup Oh my God, do that. Get some friends together. Listen to it while your dogs play. That would be amazing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm going to get a second job just so I can fly wherever this is.
Yeah.
It needs to happen. I took so many videos. So I have a little deadline for myself. I'm going to squish all those videos together on iMovie. So do not expect bells and whistles. And then I will have it ready. All right. Okay. That was the other thing. Let me button up Matt. Sweet Matt, who is really hard to impress. By the end of the day, was just snuggling little French bulldogs.
Sure.
It won him over. It was great. The only thing that was crappy is that he would ask me to take pictures. And then I would mess it up every time because I was too excited. I couldn't remember how technology worked.
There's countless videos of Renee just squealing in the camera. Like it looks like it falls and it's facing her. And then she goes, okay, got it. And she just got nothing.
It was real bad, Travis. It was real bad.
If you'd like to see her director's reel,
yeah,
go to our Facebook page.
But I did get a lot. So I'm going to put it together on YouTube and then I will put it on our Facebook page for you to see all the dogs in the ocean.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how that footage turned out. I'll be the judge.
And that was our day at Corgi Beach today.
In worldwide dog news, Maisie, the Yorkshire Terrier, might be crowned the world's smallest dog. Now, you might have seen this video. 17 Magazine was sharing it a lot. It's a tiny Yorkie barking at the Coke can that was placed next to her for scale. She's real mad at the Coke can. She's going to fight it. Will she win?
Can I say that I have a real weakness for dogs barking at inanimate objects?
Oh, yeah, I agree.
I can't remember. One of my friends posted a video of a dog in a backyard barking at a Buddha statue. And, like, the Buddha statue was kind of hidden, half hidden by, like, some brush.
Oh,
and
sure.
The dog was just like,
I don't like it.
There's also one video of a dog barking at, like, a statue of a man sitting on a bench. And the dog's, like, trying to, like, play with it.
Oh, that one's so good.
It's
I love that one. So cute.
I've also seen videos of dogs barking at snow falling off a roof. They don't like it.
They don't care for it. They don't care for it. Now, if you were also in the big dog camp and you tuned out when Allegra said the smallest dog in the world, as your ally, I'm with you. I understand. Saw this video and it is pretty cute. Though, I will say it looks like a squirrel, not a dog.
Okay. It's adorable. It's funny. But it just doesn't strike me as, like, it's a dog. It's like guinea pig size,
yeah.
The size of a chinchilla.
Yeah, it's the maybe smallest dog, you guys. It wouldn't be impressive if it was like, this is the world's smallest dog, and then it looked like a normal sized dog.
No, I understand, but it's also like, I don't want a dog that small. Unless,
oh, you don't want it. Okay.
Unless I am a teeny tiny person.
Ooh,
if I am like a tiny, if I'm a tiny old lady, I want a tiny little dog.
What if you're like a 3-year-old?
No, I wouldn't give a 3-year-old a dog that
tiny
anyway.
I will say, did you guys ever have chinchillas or hamsters or guinea pigs growing up?
My brother had hamsters.
Yes,
guinea pigs.
We had chinchillas.
Ooh, I love chinchillas.
They're the best.
They're too smart.
They are real smart.
When I worked at PetSmart,
yeah.
They're
really?
Escape
yeah.
artists.
Yeah.
He's so smart.
Yeah.
So maybe my experience is different, but because he was so smart, we could never find him ever. So that would be my concern with the dog, is like, I got a dog. I don't know where it is. I don't know.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, regardless of your opinions, Maisie,
I'm telling this story no matter what you say.
A lot of sincerity going around today.
Well, guess what, you guys? What you think does not matter because Maisie is still in the running for World's Smallest Dog. So we're going to keep you posted as we find out updates on this story. Will she be crowned the World's Smallest Dog? We'll let you know.
Can we hear how small that crown is? Is it a thimble? Is it a thimble?
We'll find out.
Thimble?
Oh, I hope it's just a straight up thimble.
Yes.
I hope she wins, and I hope it's just a straight up thimble.
Are there other dogs in the running, or is it just like, we need to see if she grows? Like, I don't understand the maybe.
We're
just asking around, seeing if anybody has a smaller one.
Do you guys think this is the smallest dog?
Is it pretty small, right? Have you seen smaller?
If they get 10 yas, then she's the smallest dog.
It's the smallest.
If you share this video.
I also love that we're using no measurements for this. She's like, it looks small. She wins.
Next to that Coke can. Real tiny dog.
Well,
tiny dog,
small.
You guys. Am I right?
Well, this is partially my fault. I did not do the research to what might means. We're going to do some research and find out for next time what makes Maisie the potential world's smallest dog and exactly how big she is. Thank you guys so much for listening to Can I Pet Your Dog? We have new episodes every Tuesday on MaximumFun.org. If you enjoy our show, we would love it if you would rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes. Check out MaximumFun.org for other great podcasts, such as Sawbones, which delves into weird medical history, or One Bad Mother, which is Tales of Motherhood, or We Got This, the other fun new addition to Maximum Fun. They go into very important debates such as bath versus shower and should you put ketchup on hot dogs?
Ooh, should you? Should you?
You gotta listen to find out.
I'm gonna listen to find out.
It's also very important that if you know someone who loves dogs, if you know someone who loves podcasts, or both, or neither, it doesn't really matter to us, you should tell them to check out Can I Pick Your Dog. Share the link with them. We'll post the link in our Twitter feed, so just retweet that or post it on Facebook, something. Somebody you know wants to hear this show about dogs.
And you guys, we want to see pictures of your dogs. So if you could please tweet them at CIPYD Podcast on Twitter or follow us on Facebook at our Facebook group, which is Can I Pet Your Dog? Just put it in the search and we'll add you. Post those pictures of those dogs. We'd like to thank Aaron Hagen, who did our theme song, and Paige Weldon, who did our logo. I'm Renee Colvert.
I'm Allegra Ringo.
Can I pet your dog?